Our next agenda item is the Federation Center of the Blind. And the Federation Center of the Blind has made a lot of changes the last year or so inside the building here and others and in other ways as well. And to give the report of the Federation Center of the Blind, here is the chairman of the Board of Trustees, Ed Bible, and the executive director, David Houck.
Working 9 to 5.
Thank you, President Koppel. I'm going to use that president as long as I can. First of all, I want everyone to know that I'm very, very proud to be the chairman of the Board of Trustees of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina's Federation Center. As you all know, it's the headquarters of the state, and a lot of things are done here behind the scenes. You guys see a lot of the great work we do on the outside, but you don't realize how much work is done to make that show look good. And so it's been a constant situation of making upgrading and making this center something y'all can be proud of. President Koppel mentioned something earlier, and I would be totally remiss if I didn't say the same thing. When you elect me, my wife comes with me, and you get 2 for 1. And I wear many hats in the Federation, and in all my positions, my wife is right beside me. And so when I get credit, the credit goes to Julie as well. Julie Bible has been with me for 47 years. I don't know how she put up with me, but she has. Thank you, Julie. I also want to let everyone know that, as Frank had said earlier, that the center had fallen on some hard times years ago. And there were some crucial decisions to make. And so we made the decisions, and we got involved with other ways. And so one of the things we did is, like he mentioned, is the MOUs with the Commission for the Blind. And we started bringing money into the center that we could use to rehab the center and to do other programs well beyond what we could do in the past. One of the things I want to thank to make this all possible is, of course, our executive director for more than 30 years, I think close to 37 years, is David Houck. And he has been behind us, and he stays a lot of hours here, a lot of hours. Thank you, David. Praise God. So David has done a fantastic job, but he has not done it by himself. We have brought Barry Chavis on board as our facilities manager, and all these things that you see here and changes, Barry Chavis has overseen it. Also, Isaiah Ike Nelson, who is on our board at the center, has been working hard here as a volunteer to work at our kitchen. There'll be more details about that later. Also, I'd like to thank Jack. Oh, my goodness. Haygood. Jack Haygood, who is our janitor here. And I tell you what, this place has never smelled or looked as good. Thank you, Jack. So other thing is, we have instructors that carry out the MOU. We have 4 of them, 4 very dedicated instructors that have made all these things possible. First, I want to recognize Tom Spittle. Hey, Tom. Tom has headed up our training program here at the center in the classroom, and has also done virtual training in Zoom Text and in Fusion. We also have Jim Jackson, who's been with us as well from the beginning. Hey, Jim. Jim teaches JAWS and Guide and has done some other projects for us as well, typing and so on. We have another instructor, Eric Swinton, who's been with us a while. Hey, Eric, you better be out there, buddy. And so he's done a fantastic job. I hear back from their students. Don't think for a minute I don't. And I do. I get the reports and I follow up on them. And they're doing a fantastic job. And our last employee here is Garrett Mosley. And he teaches JAWS and other things as well. Thank you very much, Garrett. So those are the 7 people that work here and make a lot of these things possible. And I want to make sure you guys know who's behind the scenes creating all these things. Also, a lot of these things we're able to do here is because the center does have the funds now to do the things we want. we're going to have the presentation continue with our director here, and then I'll make some remarks afterwards. And we also have a presentation about our fundraiser. So take it away, David Houck.
Greetings, everyone. It has been 37 years. It's been interesting to see the kids that were here when 37 years ago who have grown up and done great things. People like Parnell Diggs, Chris Danielson. I mean, my own oldest son was 2 months old when I came here. And he's off and doing computer networking and that. And they grew up in the Federation. They went to the national conventions, the state conventions. They didn't go to daycare. They sat with us. They loved watching for door prizes and things like that, too. And they helped a lot of blind people along the way. Now that they're out and on their own, I've got 3 grandkids. It's a wonderful thing. But anyway, on to our presentation. Now, when COVID hit us, we were in full swing with a lot of things going on. Back in January, of course, our statewide seminar, which is like a semi-annual convention, that took place. We had a sweetheart dance that you heard about that Deborah Canty's in charge of, held it right here, all decorated with balloons and hearts and all you name it. There was just dancing going on and door prizes and everything. And we had a legislative breakfast that Ed Bible was in charge of getting together. And like I say, when you retire, you work harder than you ever did while you were working. And Ed got that together in a short time. And the legislative breakfast went well. We had a good attendance. And also, I think we had 120 legislators show up. We also had, we scheduled one for next year on February 17th. Yay. And then also we had AT Expo. We had representation there. Of course, at the Vision Summit as well that Martin McKenzie spoke of earlier. Then we also worked with the chapters collecting their dues and sending them into us. We sent them on to the national office in that we do that now. We send our dues into the national office so that they can keep track of our membership and make sure mailing addresses, phone numbers, and other information is kept up to date so they can keep in touch with you and you with them. Also, we worked with the national office on the national convention in helping people to register for the national convention. And we came in 10th place, right, Frank? 321, I believe. Oh, 232, okay. Then we also would help people register to do the voting for the national convention. And we did the same for the South Carolina convention. So we've been working a lot in those areas. Also, Rocky Bottom had to do those compliance things with DHEC. And I tell you, whenever you have to work with an agency of the government, it's never going to be easy. But we worked hard to help coordinate their manual and do other things. Since we're the hub of what goes on in the Federation in South Carolina, we work with everybody, from the local chapters, the statewide divisions, all the way up to the state organization, Rocky Bottom Retreat and Conference Center of the Blind and that. So one thing about you heard about the MOUs on computer training program. We were doing fine till March, and then all of a sudden everything shut down. But you know what? We didn't skip a beat. Everybody who's doing computer training switched to virtual. Anybody who is coming here at the Older Blind Program and getting training here at the center, or those that were coming into our computer lab and working with Tom Spittle, we just took them all and put them on virtually. And that's worked. We trained, we're somewhere between 30 and 40 students that we've trained, but we either have trained or are training currently. And it's been very successful. COVID hasn't slowed us down a bit. I would like to read a little thing here about our renovations so that you get a better idea. And Larry's going to run a slideshow while I'm reading this to give you an idea of our renovations so you can see it for yourself, for those of you who can see the pictures. I would like to first thank Ed Bible for his foresight in preparing the process for renovations. And I'd like to thank Barry Chavis, our renovations man, for all of his time and effort and dedication in taking care of the renovation process. believe me, it takes a lot of hours to do what he does, and he does it right the first time. So we're very appreciative of him, and he's been with Rocky Bottom. He's worked with Rocky Bottom and the Center and the State Organization for many, many years. So we really appreciate Barry. Also, I'd like to thank Isaiah Nelson for helping out, especially with the kitchen project and renovating it. It's been done from floor to ceiling. And Isaiah does a lot of cooking in the kitchen, so if any man knows the ins and outs of what has to be done, then he knows it. And then over the past 3 years, we have become so many, we've had so many volunteers and professionals working with making all of this possible. Everything that's been accomplished is paid for without having to take out any loans to make it happen. Yep. And then while our latest renovation has been the kitchen, transformation also took place in our meeting hall, offices, and in the training room, computer lab. All of that has been done from floor to ceiling transformations. And then with our computer system, our software, Wi-Fi, PA system, emboss it, and other essential technologies, this all enhances our communications and braille capacity here at the center. Even our copier, the network copier that we use, has been upgraded recently so we can do things in-house like the palmetto blind. While 70% of these renovations have been accomplished in the last 3 years, we still have much to go as there are more renovations on the center's interior. Our exterior grounds need to be upgraded. The parking lot needs to be repaved. And also our meeting hall entrance in the parking lot there needs to be wheelchair accessible. The center was established in 1961, again, largely due to Dr. Capps and his hard work. And then that was 60 years ago. And the expansions took place in 1970 and again in 1978. While other renovations have taken place from time to time, nothing has been as extensive as the one we're currently in. And while we are looking to the needs of the blind for now and in the future, because we still have areas to expand, that we are doing the things to help the blind to lead the lives they want. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Ed Bible for the remainder of the presentation.
Thank you, David Houck. You did an excellent presentation. We're always here to help all of you. So if you have any questions or concerns or ideas you want to share with us, just call the main headquarters, 803-254-3777. You got to put that 803 in there now. So, and David's done a good job. One of the things, you know, we've been doing here is reaching out to a lot of folks. Basically, like he said, we're setting up programs and doing things where we're going to be recognizing the ADA coming up and other things that we do behind the scenes to make sure that we put the best foot forward to the public and represent the blind people of the nation well. One of the things we're constantly doing at the center now is raising funds. You know, it takes money to do all these renovations. It takes money to reach out, to pay for Braille paper and all the other things that we do. And we have a brand new board member at the Center, Federation Center of the Blind, of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. And he came up with another fundraiser. Now, the thing about this fundraiser, it's a little unusual. We are going to look to make money, but actually not that much. What it's going to be mostly is these jackets for the fall that Frank Loza has taken the project on and had his idea and his brainchild. And we have these really nice jackets. And the thing about it is, I hope he emphasizes this when he comes up, is unity. We all look the same in these jackets. And then, so we want to inspire that unity by wearing the jackets and being proud to be blind. Frank Loza, would you please come up and talk about our fundraiser? Yes, after I think I'm sorry. I don't think I have any time. But anyway, Frank's going to talk about this. And again, contact us if you have any questions. We're still on the move. Thank you. Oh, whoa, I forgot one thing. I'm sorry. I want to mention this, you know, as mentioned before, we write grants and we do a lot of different things. And the center has reached out and we're working in another program. I had an opportunity to be contacted by an insurance company, a workman's comp case. They had a blind person that was not needing services. And so, make a long story short, I wrote a proposal and they accepted it. And they didn't even negotiate. They just said, yes, we'll do everything you say. We'll pay for it. When are you going to get started? So this Friday, Jim Jackson and myself and Patrick will be heading out and working with a workman's comp case. And this is a large insurance company. So I'm sure they're going to have other workman's comp cases. And guess what I'm going to do? So, Frank, please.
Hello, everybody. Okay, as Ed said, I'm a new board member, and I was thinking of something to come up for a fundraiser and stuff like that, but I wanted to make it different. You know, we all have T-shirts, tons of them, and we have, you know, at one time they had jackets, little windbreakers and stuff, so I decided, well, you know what, I'm going to get me something nice that people like to wear and good looking and something we can actually touch and feel. So I came up with these jackets that that are embroidered, and they have our national logo on it on the back, and then under it it says National Federation of the Blind, and under there it says Live the Life You Want, and on the front on the left side it says NFB of SC, or if any other state is interested, I could put, like, for California, I could put NFB of CA, or somebody on this guy, Marlin, he ordered his jacket from North Carolina, so he got NFB of NC. So whatever state is interested, we'll make them the way you want them. But anyways, there's two jackets. One's microfiber. It's kind of like a soft kind of like khaki, but not really. And the other one is polyester blend. It's more of a heavier jacket. They both have lining inside them. They have pockets inside besides the outside. The heavier one has zippered pockets on the outside, and the other one has button pockets. They're real nice jackets. They're some you'd wear anywhere. It'd be great for, like, when you're doing events and stuff like that, the whole group can wear them. It shows, like Ed said, it shows unity. So get a hold of me. My number is 803-617-8016. Or if you didn't have somewhere to write the number down, you can call our national, our center here at South Carolina. And David Halk will give you all my information. So come on, let's all get together and support our center. Yeah, it is. It's embroidered, so you could feel it. Yes?
The price.
The microfiber is $80, and the heavier polyester blend, it's $75. It's not polyester like you'd think a pair of polyester pants is. It's a whole different material. It's thicker, it's heavier. It'd be warmer than the microfiber one. Any other questions?
We tell them we have them here if anybody wants to see them.
Yeah, we do. For the people that are here, you're welcome to check them out. We have them here.
And we're going to have demos too.
Yeah, and eventually we're going to have both of them here at the centers where people can check them out whenever they come in.
When will that be?
Within a couple weeks.
Yeah.